2GO News.
It's 7 degrees at East Gosford. Hey, it's Emmy Mack with the latest. A Frank Baxter juvenile justice guard has been found guilty of assaulting a detainee. Peter Buckworth was convicted last month after he repeatedly punched a teenage inmate in the head. News Corp reports the 55-year-old fronted court this week to appeal the charge but was unsuccessful. He's been ordered to pay a $500 fine and carry out a 2-year community corrections order. George Pell will face court this morning and could walk out the front door a free man. The Cardinal has appealed his child sex abuse convictions, with judges to deliver their decision at around 9 a.m. Lake Macquarie landmark has been destroyed overnight after fire ripped through the Awabba House at Booragul. A blaze broke out around 5:30 yesterday afternoon, with firefighters battling the intense flames for hours and unable to save the historic building. Also making news, the Federal Minister for Health will be on the Central Coast this morning for 2 separate events. First up, Greg Hunt will join Member for Robertson, Lucy Wicks, for a tour of the Central Coast Cancer Centre, where the pair will announce the signing of agreements for a third linear accelerator machine. Next up, the Minister and MP will visit Reliance GP at Umina Beach to chat about the Federal Government's $2 million GP incentive fund, a newly announced distribution priority area for the peninsula. And hundreds of Central Coast students will join nearly 20,000 grade 5 and 6 peers across the state today in the Newcastle Permanent Primary School Maths Competition. CEO Bernadette Inglis says it's not just kids who struggle with the quiz without the help of calculators and rulers.
You know, this is on our website too, and many of the parents try it and they say it's very challenging. So maybe there's something for all of us to learn.
To sport, and Steve Smith has been ruled out of the third Ashes test. He was concussed after being hit in the neck by a Jofra Archer delivery in the Lords test. Co-vice captain Travis Head managed an unbeaten 42 in the second dig of that match, but says he's keen to improve on his first innings efforts.
Yeah, I didn't play too well in the first innings. Still had that, I think I still was in the same mindset I was in Edgbaston. Again, credit to them, they bowled quite well. A little bit disappointed in the way I got out, but again, those are the things I'm working on.